Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Bluntly Speaking, and welcome to tonight's episode. Tonight's episode, Fantasy is Reality. I hope you've had a chance to check out the lyrics on the Blog Talk page. If you haven't, go to the Blog Talk page and look at the lyrics of the song that we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about a few things tonight. My co-host, Safa, is going to call in, and we're going to have a really good time. So listen, check the song out real quick, and we're going to come back. I'm going to play a couple of minutes of it. I want you to check it out. If you can look up the lyrics, look up the lyrics. But I want you to just kind of take a look at it and take a listen to it. All right, here we go. And it tells me to come on home. Man, I'm trying to tell you, I love that song. Fantasy is Reality. Take a listen to it again. If you hadn't had a chance to look up the lyrics, look up the lyrics. I believe I'm joined by my co-host, Safa. Safa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
All right. What's going on now?
Oh, man, everything is good out my way. I know y'all had to dig out from up under a whole bunch of snow on the East Coast. So I want to let everybody know, again, you know, that's why we had to reschedule the show a few times. When that winter storm hit, it affected everybody. So, you know, we want to make sure we're safe and take care of everything in its proper priority. But tonight, Fantasy is Reality. What you think about that song, Safa?
Well, given the current state that we live in today, that's a perfect song, you know.
It really is.
That song really describes the state, you know, that we live in today. Most people really don't know how deep that rabbit hole goes, but it's deep.
Man, it is really deep. One of the things that kind of resonated with me with that song is the line that says, recollections of what granddaddy used to say. Now, both you and I have a common bond. Our grandfathers played key roles in our lives, and that song and that lyric and that line just kind of resonated with me, and it made me think about a lot of things that my granddaddy would say. My grandfather would tell me a whole bunch of stuff, and you'd kind of, well, I kind of just played it over in my head, and it really is those things that help you get through day to day. I'll give you one example. My grandfather always told me, son, use your head for more than a hat rack. And that's something that has stayed with me my entire life. And that's why I can think the way I do. You know what I mean? How about you? Absolutely. You want to share any jewels that your grandfather shared with you that you keep?
I think it's most importantly, my grandfather just, you know, instilled in me skills to be independent, you know, not to really depend on anybody, especially when it comes to thinking, you know, just, you know, you have your own path. And, you know, you always remember, you know, don't put too much trust in men, you know, and energy in men, you know, just kind of, you know, guide yourself, you know, lead your own path. I think that has been, you know, very instrumental in my life. And it's got me to the point where I am today, you know, where I'm still going, you know.
Yeah. And that's one of those things. It really is, you know what granddaddy used to say, that keeps you going. But yeah, fantasy is reality, man. Let's jump into this thing, man. What do you think about that when you hear that song, when you hear that line, fantasy is reality? Where's one of the first places that you go when you hear
that? Let's see, when I think about fantasy, I guess given the current state of the world we live in today, all the things that we see around us, the news, the pseudoscience that you see, it's like we live in a big lie, you know, like the Matrix movie is like this the truth. That's what we live in today. Most people really have no idea how much of a lie they live every single day. They just really do not know.
That's true now, and I can agree with you because I like doing it this way. I can say, yes, I was living that lie because I was blind to it until I woke up. And that's the thing. People gonna stay blind to it until they come to themselves and wake up. And I came to myself and I woke up and it's like, yes, this whole thing is a lie. Politics, big lie. The media, big lie. Science, the pseudoscience, big lie. All of this religions, big lie. It's a big lie. It's somebody else's fantasy. It really is somebody else's fantasy. All of the things. The places and the events that people think took place in history, one big made up fantasy.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I touch on that for a quick second. Like I said, today we have a history that we call history. We try to separate it from everything else, but in reality, the history we have today is always tied to the Bible. Now, that's important for people to know because the Bible is not a historical book. The Bible deals with metaphysics and biochemistry and things like that. So when you hear a story about a group of people from Israel, it's not talking about modern-day Israel. You know, the Holy Bible has a patent on it for 1611. Israel was created in 1948. So you have to understand there's been an agenda, a Masonic agenda, to bring forth lands of the Bible onto earth. And today when you see in Israel, you see in Jerusalem, you see Syria, all these places, it's Arabia, all these places, Greek, Rome, Egypt, all these places that come from the Bible. You have to understand that they are not, the history that you read today is all tied to the Bible. Stories of the kings and the fighting, all that's in the Bible. And it's not based on reality. So what they've done is they found places around the world and they took places that were named in the Bible and they put them on these lands. To try to give the Bible, you know, a life, just like all the history
some
they history created, they just, yeah. So this is what we see today. Our history itself is exactly what it's broken down to be. His story. It's just a story that you give life to your belief in it.
Exactly. Now I want to clear up a couple of things and I want to definitely touch on a couple of things that you definitely just said. First, you said the King James Version of the Bible has a patent on it 1611. Folks, if you don't know, go look it up. It's a patent. So that means it wasn't there before. Come on, y'all. 1611. It's copywritten. It's a copyright. So that means they didn't copy it from anything older, because if they did, then the Greeks and the Hebrews and all of them other folks that they say they got it from would be suing them for all of these versions of it.
Absolutely. That means not God. That means a man went in there and signed the paperwork to copyright that book. It's like a novel, like an R.L. Stein book.
Exactly. It's copywritten, just like a novel. Second thing, thing you said that I want to make sure we clear up. You said, you know, this is all Masonic, and I know if anybody's listening, I want them to understand. We ain't talking about your average Joe. I ain't talking about the Buffalo Lodge. And when I say the Buffalo Lodge, I'm talking about all them fools down there, you know, your Prince Hall, your Friend Accepted, all of them brothers that, you know, wear all of the stuff, got all this. I ain't talking about them, because that's the equivalent to the Buffalo Lodge on the Flintstones. Because dig this, Ava. If 2 million of my folk had knowledge, we wouldn't be in the situation we in. So I ain't talking. Right. We ain't talking about the Buffalo Lodge. And I want to make it just as plain as that. I ain't talking about that, because it's just that comical. It's that comical. You know, folks think they got all this knowledge, and it's like, no, you, man, you got that the grand poobah. That's all. That's it.
Yeah,
but I wanted to make sure that, you know,
I was going to say that, probably 90 to 95% of Masons never get past the third degree, you know, so we're not talking about that. We're talking about a much higher level of people, you know, not your uncle that, you know, was just some Mason guy. We're not that. This is a different level.
Exactly. We ain't talking about them. Unfortunately, they help perpetuate the system, and they don't realize it. They don't realize that they help perpetuate the system that is keeping everything in motion. You know, we were talking earlier about the places in the Bible, you know, the history that you think is history. It's not. It can be. It can be. Because you gotta think about it like this. You got all of the stories of the Greeks and the Romans doing all of this conquering and all of these lands and everything, right?
Right.
Wait, you got folks, now according to their history, you got people who built all of this stuff up before the Greeks and the Romans came. So where were their armies? What happened to their armies? Because you can't look at, I'm going to tell you what, and this is what I see it as. It's telling the story of right now. It's conditioning everybody for what's going on right now. The wars and the rumors of wars. You think it's something prophetic. No, they just writing out what they're doing right now and telling you it was history. Or they're telling you it's something to come, when it's just happening right now. Does that make sense?
Oh, Now, we always know with their writing, there's no such thing as prophetic writing. Nobody predicts the future. They program you for the future. That's the difference. When you hear somebody like a Nostradamus, the Nostradamus shit is just made up. You know, there's nobody who looks and says, you know, in 1,000 years it's going to happen. That's not real. You have people
bullshit.
Who have the means and the resources to manifest certain things. So, i.e., somebody who writes a book and says that, you know, something can happen. If they have the money and they have the means to make it happen, then it'll look prophetic, but it's not prophetic. That's the difference. So that you understand. Just people write as God and make things happen. And when you think they happen like that, the way that they wrote it, then you think it's God, but it's no different. It's just a man. It's not anything holy. It's not anything spiritual. It's just all man,
just,
it's all deception.
Exactly.
So
it's all deception. And what happens is people are always led away from themselves. Belief in themselves, trusting themselves, listening to themselves. You know, like you said earlier, you know, your grandfather always told you, you know, don't be guided by anybody else. Guide yourself. And this whole reality tells you, don't be guided by yourself. Don't be guided. You have to be guided by God. You have to be guided by some outside entity. You have to be guided by something that requires you to use faith. And that is not exclusive to anything religious, because you have to have faith to believe anything in this matrix of a reality. Just like you have to have faith to believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, because if you don't believe that, then you are not a Christian. Because in one of Paul's writings, he said, if there was no resurrection, then we, meaning we Christians, are men most pitiable, because we've been fooled. The whole Christian faith hinges on the resurrection. Just like the whole religion of science, and the whole religion of science hinges on the belief that NASA went to the moon. It is a central tenet that requires faith to believe it.
Right.
No different than any other religion. It has its symbols. That blue marble, that's a symbol, a religious symbol. It has its logo, the NASA, everything. Just like you got religious TV, you got NASA TV. You got missionaries going overseas to do work for the Lord, and you got NASA missionaries going over to CERN to try and figure out. So, you know what I mean? It's like you got two sets of religions vying for your attention now, or for my attention now. It mirrors the point in his story where he talked about the Crusades with the Christians and the Muslims. It's always been one against the other, one against the other, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And that's how we lose every single time. But it's no different. Two religions this time. Science and religion, any of them, all of them the same, all of them full of shit. All of them have, and when I say they're full of shit, this is what I mean. The people who use them for ill reasons, the people who use them and don't understand what they're doing, that's the bullshit, because that's the bullshit you got to get through. And once you get through that bullshit, then you have to realize, wait, I wasn't supposed to be listening to anybody other than me. And that's in any religion. That's in any science. That's in anything.
Right. To touch further on what you were saying earlier, too, more so about the Bible than the NASA thing, because anybody looking to NASA, you understand, this is just a big Freemason operation. There's nothing legit about NASA.
Yeah.
So, like with the Bible, for example, like you see things like they have the Israelites, and the Israelites, you know, couldn't get back there. You know, they're on this trip trying to get back to Israel. And, you know, like I said, encourage people to understand what words mean. You know, like Egypt is a word that means bondage, you know. So if you understand it from a spiritual aspect, but the bondage, it represents Egypt is the ego, and not the ego like I'm better than the ego, but the ego in the esoteric sense. The ego is the part of you that keeps you grounded. You know what I'm saying? That part of you that is the lower part of you that keeps you from manifesting into something great. In a movie, it's always seen as this very materialistic place, because that's what it is, but it's not exterior. It's interior. It's just in you. So the Israelite will be you trying to get back home to Israel, which is just a higher state of the mind. You're trying to get back to that higher state. But you're held captive in Egypt. That's what that story is about. It's all an internal story. And the people who wrote it know exactly what it means. And the Freemasons know exactly what it means. But they do a very good job of using it to enslaved the minds of, I'm talking about millions, probably billions of people, and the imams do it to the Muslims, and the rabbis do it to the Jews. So nobody's clear from this. Everybody gets the same, you know, the same punishment in the long run. That's why, if you understand religion for what it truly is, it's a nice, beautiful science that is teaching you about yourself. But if you understand it from a literal mm-hmm. standpoint, when you start to believe in men and floods and, you know, somebody really grouped together like two of each animal, you know, you have to, you know, at this point, you got to kind of question your own common sense if you believe that somebody did those things, you know. Don't just be a believer exactly. just for the hell of being a believer, you know. Respect yourself enough to demand more from yourself. You have a brain that's capable, it works. You know, don't just subject yourself to anything. Don't just, I'm just going to believe it because, you know, I know they scare the shit out of you with religion, and they have you thinking like, well, if I don't believe this, then I might
you
go to hell.
To hell.
You know, hell is an internal
yes.
thing. Again, it's not exterior. There's no
hell
place you want to go.
Of mind.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing about the fire and hell, that's just like the chakras. And if you don't know what the chakras are, they're energy points like vortexes in the body. The lower chakra is the red chakra, which is why the devil has always been depicted as being red.
Always
been
red.
The fire.
That's the fire.
You know, you be destroyed in fire. That's all that is, you know, the lower self. That, you know, you just.
The lower self, because,
you know,
dig this, Safa. The lower mm-hmm. self, that hell that you're talking about, that fire, that's what is referred to in the Bible when it says, you sit in the refiner's fire to be purified, and you'll come
yeah.
forth as pure gold. What's the next chakra after the red one? I'm just saying, you'll come forth as pure gold. It's just going up your chakras. That's all. You're absolutely
yeah,
right, because in hell is where you deal with all of the demons.
Right, yes. But the demons within yourself. These are not that
within yourself.
Shit you
same
see
thing.
In Hollywood. Right. That's
no,
the
it's
shit
you.
You see in Hollywood. Right.
It's you.
Right.
And see, this is the thing that folks don't understand. It's like you have to actually stop and be willing to experience it for yourself so that you can understand what the hell is going on.
Right.
It's you. Nobody else, no demons, no outside entities. It's you. And what is this you that's snarling and gnawing and scaring the shit out of you? It is the greater you that you don't understand. It is the you that keeps you in check. It's you. And when you come up against all of those demons and everything, it's how powerful you are, but how much you have to be in check before you go up and rise. You understand? But, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I got, you know, we bluntly speaking, so, you know, you kind of get on a rabbit hole, you get on a rabbit hole. But red, the devil, that's where you were. I'm so sorry to cut you off.
No, everything is good. I mean, I pretty much said what I had to say about that. You know, people just, you know, understand. Even people who don't know too much about exactly what I'm saying, you know what I mean when I say your lower self, that part of you. You have to transcend that. You know, it's a part of, like, soul alchemy, if you will. You know, you have to
yeah.
turn that into something better. Because all of us have God. It's within us, though. They've took what they've done. They've created a religion that takes everything out of you. And, you know, it gets you to the point where you start to worship things on the exterior, but in reality, everything you're looking for is in you. And I'm not talking about self-worship and all this other stuff. People get confused. No, I'm talking about in reality, you have everything that
mm-hmm.
you ever needed on the inside of you. You're looking around and you're looking up in the air and the sky for somebody or some people or whatever, but when in reality, it's within you. It's always
exactly.
been within you, and it's never going to be anywhere but within you. But again, like I said, if you want to look in a tree for yourself, then you can continue to look. And that they will continue to capitalize off that because
uh-oh.
Your energy.
Uh-oh, you died. Uh-oh. You got cut off.
Oh, no, I'm here. You hear me?
There you go. All right. Yeah, your phone
yeah.
cut out for just a second. Okay,
all
go
right.
ahead.
No, so, yeah, basically, you know, I was just saying, you know, people need to understand, you know, energy, too. You know, your energy can and will be used against you, you know, like with the police. These people know exactly how to manipulate energy, pour your energy into something, They just take it and they use it and they manipulate it. And
yes,
it will have an effect on you. I mean, it does. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Just look around you and you see that what I'm talking about. You know, they put a church on every corner.
Now dig this. And you go right there. Exactly. Now dig this. This is what I do know about energy. And energy is spirit. It is whatever it is that it's spirit, it's soul, it is that real, tangible thing that only real people have, okay? And I ain't talking about a life force, because animals have a life force. I'm talking about that energy, that spirit, that true soul. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's what is being manipulated, because that is the only power. Dig this. Why is it that don't nothing make sense in I'm going to use this for the sake of conversation, but don't nothing make sense in the black community unless the preachers say so? Because it is that energy. You know what I mean? It's that energy. Whatever you pour your energy into, whatever you pour your energy into, that's what's going to manifest, and that's where you're going to get trapped. And everybody, and we were doing it all the time, pouring our energy outside of ourselves, looking for somebody else to come and do it, instead of looking within, because we're taking stuff literally.
Right.
Man. Let me take a look and see how much time we got left.
Okay.
All right, we got 3 minutes left, Sapa.
Okay.
But we're good. We got 3 minutes left, so go ahead.
One other thing I want to let people know, too, that the people who run your media, run your religions, they're all the same people, you know, your banking institutions. We're talking about one entity. This group of people understands psychology on a much, much higher level than you do. So you really have to understand the repetition you get on the news of shootings, the repetition you get of war, the repetition you get of this politics, fake shit you see on TV, and them going back and forth with each other like they don't like each other, but in reality, they're all buddies, because there's no such thing as Republican Democrat. That's just something to keep you divided, because divide and conquer is a very useful tool today, and it's always been. So, you know, black, white,
always has been.
Republican, Democrat, Christian, Muslim, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. They'll use anything to divide you. Meanwhile, they always stay on top. So just understand that they use this social programming to completely take advantage of you mentally, and you don't even realize it's happening.
Exactly. But now dig this. They tell you the truth, but most folks don't understand where they tell you the truth. Because this is what they say. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Most folks take that to mean something outside. That's you. Your left brain, your right brain cannot stand if it's divided unless you know how to go within and bring it all together. You, your house, can't stand because your body is a temple. Okay, Zaffa, we got 90 seconds. Man, I want to keep going. Let's do another show after this one. Let's just keep going.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, so everybody that's in right now, ending numbers 1366, 1545, 6253. Y'all call right back in, because we got 1 minute left, and we're gonna call back in, and we're gonna keep on going, because this thing is just getting crunk up. We got 60 seconds. Sapa, we just gonna go ahead and cut right now.
Okay.
And everybody just call back in, and man, we're going to keep going, because we bluntly speaking, and you know, once you get going, you really can't stop. So, hey, y'all, come on, twist one up with us. If you're out there, let me know you're out there. Jump in the chat rooms, do it up for me, and we'll see you in just a minute. Talk to you in a minute. Peace.